Well, there it is indeed. A pleasure to be back and back into your brash liver once again. And before we begin, we would like to take this opportunity to once again express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to enter into your brash liver and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication, or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this evening, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will find that as a result of the energy that each of you have participated in creating in this space on this evening, that it's quite easy for you to alter into what you like to refer to as a meditative state or an altered state of consciousness. And in that altered state of consciousness, have that opportunity to telepathically interact with other entities, once again, or that higher self that you like to refer to, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And many times, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express to each of you through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would most certainly encourage you to take that opportunity to enter into that altered state of consciousness, into that meditative state, and to participate in that silent communication or that telepathic exchange of information. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, allow us to give a brief description of this reality that you exist in before we begin our message that we would like to speak with you about this evening. You exist in what we like to refer to as a vibrational level. It's a term that allows us to give a type of explanation that you can comprehend. And although it's not entirely accurate, it will give you a clue, or once again, that possibility to understand what we're referring to when we refer to a vibrational level. You see, this vibrational level that you exist in is quite similar to the multitude of vibrational levels that exist within the same time and same space as this vibrational level. Yours, however, is quite unique. It's unique in the fact that you put in place, each of you put in place and sustain what we like to refer to as a veil, if you wish. It's an electromagnetic type of energy that exists within each and every atom of your entire universe. And it serves different functions in your vibrational level. Now, this vibrational level that you exist in, once again, exists within the same time and same space as all of the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. You see, time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. They're an illusion. They're not real. When you alter your states of consciousness, it's possible for you to experience realities that occur without these limitations of time and space. And so, in your reality, in your vibrational level, in your awakened consciousness state, you have this concept that there are time and space. You believe in your awakened consciousness state that this reality, this vibrational level, is all that there really is. And yet once again, there are a multitude of vibrational levels existing within the same time and same space. You simply choose to tune into this particular vibrational level while eliminating all the rest. We like to use the analogy that each of you understand that existing within your atmosphere are a multitude of what you refer to as frequencies, radio frequencies, or frequencies that can be tapped into, if you wish, by the various apparatus that you choose to utilize for that purpose. And you can, through the utilized action of this apparatus, tune into one particular vibration, one particular frequency or radio wave that you reach, while eliminating all the rest. You understand absolutely that there is this multitude of radio frequencies that are existing within the same time and same space, but you can eliminate all but one. And you can concentrate on that one through the use of your various apparatus. And so it is that there exists a multitude of vibrational levels in the same time and same space. And you choose to tune into this one for eliminating all the rest. This one that's rather unique from all the rest. As a result of this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy that you put in place. You see, this electromagnetic type of energy, this veil, serves a couple of functions. And one is, it limits your capacity, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but through all your levels of consciousness to varying degrees, to understand who and what you truly are. You choose. It's important to understand that you choose to put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits that capacity for you to understand who and what you truly are. It limits your capacity to understand the utilization of the energy that you put in place to correct and sustain this vibrational level. This veil, this electromagnetic type of energy, also serves the function of limiting other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to interfere in your correction process, to correct for you if you desire. You see, there are no entities existing outside of your vibrational level that have the capacity to interfere in your correction process. Not only have the capacity, but rather ironically, have the desire. Entities existing outside of your vibrational level have no desire to interfere with your creation process, although there are some such as ourselves who are quite interested in this reality that you are experiencing, in this creative process that each of you are involved in. But nonetheless, do not have, once again, that capacity to interfere. And so, you exist in a vibrational level, in a reality that you, in your awakened consciousness state, and once again to various levels of consciousness, such as your meditative state or your dream state, or even what we refer to as the between incarnational states, you limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You limit your capacity to understand the process that you utilize to correct and to sustain this reality. You choose to limit the capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You see, in your vibrational level, you choose to put in place that limitation to understand who and what you truly are, because it gives you the opportunity to experience a creation that you believe you are not in control of. It gives you the opportunity to be involved in the creation of a reality where you believe other entities are influencing the reality that you experience without your permission. And it's really not that way. You see, by allowing yourself to be limited in that understanding of who and what you truly are, by putting in place that veil, you have the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings as a result of the reality that you create. It's simply not possible when you understand the creation process and that you are the creator. It's not possible for you to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings when you understand that you are the creator of the reality that you're experiencing. And so you enter into this vibrational level by choice. They'll put you because some entity decides that you must go through some type of an expansion or you must grow and become enlightened. You can have that if you wish, but it's your creation, it's your choice, it's your desire. You exist in this vibrational liver because you choose to exist in this vibrational liver for that opportunity to be involved in that creation process, to experience those intense range of emotions and feelings that are just not possible when you understand that you are in control of the creation. And so you put in place that veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And you sustain it. And so this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state appears to be beyond your control. We find it rather interesting, however, that there are certain aspects of this reality that you're experiencing that you believe you're in control of. If it's a positive feeling or a positive experience that you have put in some type of effort to achieve, then you look upon that as something that's the result of your creation process, the result of what it is that you choose to do and to desire and to experience. So you accept responsibility for that. You understand that there are some things that are the result of what you think and feel, of your choices and decisions. There are some things that are experienced in your awakened consciousness that as a result of what it is that you desire and what you accept to bring into your reality. Typically those are realities that you find to be quite positive, if you wish, desirable. However, when it's a reality that's less than desirable, if it's a reality that you look upon as being negative, then it's much harder to accept the responsibility that that reality is real, is the result of what it is that you choose, what it is that you believe, what it is that you desire, the result of your choices and decisions. You see, this reality that you experience in this vibrational living is a reality that's simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? We suggest that there are three different groups, if you wish, of beliefs that are all combined to create this reality. And the first one that we refer to are the human consciousness belief systems. When you enter into this vibrational level, you agree to participate and to sustain certain belief systems that we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. And examples of those are what you might refer to as your laws of physics. Beliefs that is very difficult for you to step outside of. Beliefs, for example, that you must consume in order for you to sustain your physical being in order to remain in this vibrational level. Many times we've used the analogy that it's like your laws of physics, where you believe that that's an absolute and it's beyond your capacity to alter. It's because you believe that it's an absolute and beyond your capacity to alter that it becomes very difficult for you to alter it. And you as a human consciousness, as a society, as a entire group of entities involved in this correction process, agree to put in practice and to sustain these human consciousness beliefs and belief systems. And then you have what we refer to as the societal belief systems. Societal belief systems are something that after you are aware of, you can look around your earth systems and you can see different societies that hold different beliefs and belief systems. Those beliefs are easier to change, if you wish, easier to manipulate, to alter, to move in and out of, than your so-called human consciousness belief systems. And then you have what we refer to as the individual belief systems. Belief systems that you choose, that you put in place, that you hold, that are responsible for the reality that you experience. Now that becomes difficult to accept. We understand. particularly when it's once again what you refer to as a less than desirable reality, when it's a reality that involves an illness, for example, when it's a reality that involves some type of a genetic mess-up, how can you be responsible for that? Well, we would suggest that in your altered state of consciousness, in what we like to refer to as the between incarnational states, when you die, in other words, each of you reincarnate, each of you has lived in this so-called reality, in this earth system many, many times, and in that altered state of consciousness, in that between incarnational period, you make choices to bring into the next incarnation various possibilities and probabilities for experiences that you can have in that lifetime. And you interact with other entities and you agree to participate in that creative process. Each of you agrees to be involved. And these choices and decisions that you make that can affect you throughout your lifetimes are stored within your DNA. Your scientists are beginning to realize that what they once thought was junk in your so-called DNA, that they believed was simply a carryover from your so-called evolutionary process, is now being realized that it contains within it certain possibilities and probabilities for various experiences that you can have throughout your lifetime, throughout that incarnation period. And based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon what it is that you believe, based upon what it is that you desire, you actually alter the energy that surrounds the DNA, and as a result of the alteration of that energy, you take what was perhaps once a possibility for an experience to occur within a lifetime, and you turn it into a probability through your choices and decisions, through your beliefs and belief systems, through your thoughts and feelings. Each of them influence the reality that you experience. And many times, these less than desirable realities, these illnesses, if you wish, that crop up throughout an individual's existence within an incarnational period are as the result of choices that were made, beliefs that were held in your altered state of consciousness, and that you put into your possibilities in your DNA to experience within that lifetime. That becomes difficult to accept. We understand absolutely. For you see, once again, in this awakened consciousness state, you believe this is all there really is. And yet we would suggest to you that in this awakened consciousness state, you are in the least real of realities that you have the opportunity to experience. This reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most difficult one for you to sustain. It takes a tremendous amount of energy to correct this reality, this illusion that you exist in. It takes a tremendous amount of energy to sustain the day-to-day activities that you're involved in. And consequently, you understand that you cannot remain in your conscious state indefinitely. You will eventually sleep. You will eventually alter your consciousness. And in that altered state of consciousness, each of you dreams. Each of you is involved in what we refer to as the deep dream state, which is one step away in terms of consciousness from what we refer to as the between incarnational state. Each of them is simply an alteration of your consciousness. And in that deep dream state, in that altered state of consciousness, you interact with other entities. You interact with your so-called other incarnational periods. And then you come back into your vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state, and you believe that this is all real. You can't bring back the memories of that dream state, that whole state of consciousness where you were working on your beliefs and belief systems, where you're putting in place all of the necessary elements and the agreements to correct the reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so in this awakened consciousness state, you once again have difficulty in understanding who and what you truly are, you can't bring back into your awakened consciousness stack the memories of what it was that you experienced in that dream state. It all seems like it doesn't make any sense to you. And back in this awakened consciousness state, you believe that this is all there is. This is the real world. And yet you can't sustain it. Not only can you not sustain it, each of you understands that at some point, not only will you enter into the dream state, but you will enter into the between incarnational state. Each of you understands that at some point you will die. So it's really ironic for a lot of individuals in your awakened consciousness state. You believe that it's possible for you to enter in another state of altered consciousness when you die, for example, and remain in that state indefinitely. To enter into some type of a reality that is infinity, if you wish, lasts forever. It's rather ironic that you understand that in that older state of consciousness you may exist forever, but you understand as well you cannot sustain your awakened consciousness stack for a very long period of time. You will sleep and you will dream, and at some point you will die. This is a very difficult stack for you to maintain in your awakened consciousness state. The irony of it is that it's an illusion. It's simply an expression of your beliefs and belief systems. And that as well becomes difficult for you to understand. You see, we have suggested that you exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are the Creator. You exist in this vibrational level by choice because you wish to have that opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are the Creator. And so you go to great lengths to hide from that understanding that you are the Creator. And it becomes, for many, a very oversimplification of why you're here. And yet we would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you're involved in and to break it down as to why you're involved in that activity. Whichever it is, whether it's some type of employment or whether you're involved in some type of recreational activity, if you break it down to the reason why you're involved in those particular activities, you will discover it's because eventually you hope to achieve some type of emotion and feeling that's the result of that activity. That's why you exist in this vibrational level, to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. It's only possible when you believe you are not in control. You are not put here by some entity because you have to grow through some type of involvement or in some type of an evolutionary process. You can have that if you wish. You see, the irony of it is that in this vibrational level, in your awakened consciousness state, the stock of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire to validate the beliefs that you hold, and does so without judging whether it's right or wrong, but rejoices in the creation process. And so if you wish to believe that you're not in control, you can have that. That's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. There's not right or wrong, it's your choice. And if you hold that belief, you can have it, absolutely. If you wish to believe that you have guides and angels that are influencing your reality and creating for you, you can have that too. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. It's why you entered into this vibrational level. If you wish to believe you're not in control, you can have that, absolutely. And the stock of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong. If you wish to be involved in some type of a critical illness, you can have that too. It's not right or wrong. It's a validation of beliefs and belief systems. Some have been put in place in your altered states of consciousness that is very hard for you to understand in your awakened consciousness, Dad, because you choose to make it so hard. Because you choose to make it difficult. You choose. Not some other entity. You can believe you're not in control, absolutely. You can believe that there is some type of an entity that controls your reality and creates for you and influences all of the activities that you're involved in. You can have that. It's not right or wrong. The stock of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong. The judgment of right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable is an awakened human consciousness judgment. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. There is no such judgment at that level. The spark of consciousness gives to you that which you desire, validates your beliefs and belief systems, and rejoices in the creation process. And in your awakened consciousness state, it's easy for you to sustain and maintain that illusionary reality that you're not in control of. It becomes much more difficult in altered states of consciousness. In your so-called between incarnational state, the beliefs that you hold in your awakened consciousness state will definitely have an impact on you when you enter that state, when you die, in other words. When you die, when you alter your consciousness to that between incarnational state, you may have beliefs and expectations for what it is that you're going to experience. And you will experience that. If you believe that you're entering into some type of a glorious existence, you can have that, absolutely. If you believe that there is going to be absolutely nothing when you die, when you leave this conscious state, then you can experience that as well. Because it's rather ironic that you experience it if there's nothing to experience, but nonetheless, you can have that, absolutely. The difficulty in that particular situation is that although you're still under the influence of the veil, in that state, in that between incarnational state, you are in a much thinner, if you wish, type of veil. The influence of that veil is not nearly as drastic and as overpowering as what it is in your awakened consciousness state. And so in that between incarnational state, as you begin to alter your choices, as you begin to have different thoughts and feelings, you begin to realize that as a result of your beliefs, you can alter your reality. And so that reality that you entered into, you begin to have difficulty in sustaining it because you begin to realize that it's your belief, it's your choices and decisions that are creating that reality, and you can change it. In the end, you have the opportunity, if you desire, to reincarnate, to make the choices for what it is that you will experience in another incarnational period. You interact with other entities at that level. Other entities who may exist within an incarnational state, but interact with you in their deep dream state, and you put in place all of the choices and decisions. You put in place all the possibilities and probabilities for experiences that you can have in that reality. And then you enter into the vibrational level, back into that incarnational period, many times from your awakened consciousness state. You look upon it as being very negative reality. Why would anyone want to enter into, for example, a type of situation where you may be suffering from some type of illness, or you may be in a very dangerous situation? Why would an entity choose? You choose because you desire to experience the emotions and feelings that are the result of being involved in that type of a creation process. You choose, along with other entities that you're interacting with, to be involved in those situations. You're not put there by choice. There's not some entity who decides, well, I'm going to give you a good last time this time, but the next time is going to be a little worse. and I don't think that you deserve to have that lifetime. I think you need to be experiencing this. Or I don't think that you deserve to have abundance. I think you deserve to be in poverty. Or conversely, I don't think you deserve poverty. This time we're going to give you abundance. You make that choice. There's no other entity that's controlling your reality. You can have that if you want in your awakened consciousness state, once again. You can have that. If you wish to believe you're not in control, you can have that, absolutely. It's not right or wrong. It allows you to experience this reality, believing you're not in control, and consequently having a much greater effect on your emotions and feelings, which is why you entered into this reality in the first place. And so it's your choice. What do you believe? It seems like such a simple question, and yet it is indeed the key to your creation process. What do you believe? Do you believe, for example, that your experiences are the result of what it is that you desire? Do you believe that your experiences are a result of what it is that you expect to create and to experience in this reality? Do you believe that your thoughts and feelings, that your choices and decisions, that your beliefs and attitudes influence the reality that you experience? Or do you believe that you are controlled by some outside entity that is controlling your reality and you really have no say or control over what it is that you experience? You see, ironically, neither is right or wrong. The stock of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire and validates the beliefs you hold. It's only in your awakened consciousness state, once again, that you judge whether something is right or wrong, based upon what it is that you believe. What do you believe? And that can be a very difficult question to answer, because once again, many of those beliefs are put in place in your altered states of consciousness. You choose to be involved in the situations that you are in. It's not an accident. There are no coincidences. You can experience realities and you can believe that they are coincidences because it enhances, once again, the emotions and feelings surrounding it. But we would assure you that there are no coincidences. We would assure you that you are the creator of your reality. We would assure you that what you choose, your thoughts and feelings, what you believe, not only influence your reality, but are responsible for the creation of your reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's really that simple. Now, once again, what are those beliefs? They become very difficult for you to access, if you wish, in your awakened consciousness state, and particularly beliefs that were put in place in your altered states of consciousness, in your between incarnational periods. We would suggest that a technique that can assist you in understanding your beliefs is to learn to meditate. Meditation can be a very powerful tool for you to utilize. Meditation is quite simple. It's not difficult. Don't allow others to influence you by saying that it's difficult to meditate. Meditation is simple. Meditation is simply a matter of altering your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. Yes, if you can meditate. Absolutely guaranteed. Yes, if you can meditate. You have but to close your eyes and to calm your mind, to concentrate on your breathing, and to meditate. It's really that simple. It's not complicated at all. If you wish to believe it's complicated, you can have that. And if you wish to believe it's complicated, then it will be difficult for you to meditate. You need to grasp that belief that it's not difficult, that it's easy, that each of you can meditate. And in that altered state of consciousness, you can become more aware of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold that are responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. You have various terminologies that you utilize in your conscious state. One of the most interesting is your phrase of disease. It's an interesting terminology. If you look at it and break it down to what it's actually saying, it's saying dis-ease. You are at dis-ease with something that's causing you problems. Dis-ease brings upon you your illness. What becomes difficult as well for you to grasp is the influence that the stress in your life has upon your physical being. You see, you believe that your consciousness, your awakened consciousness exists within your mind. Your awakened consciousness exists within each and every atom of your entire being. And so when you carry stress, when you allow stress to enter into your reality, vexed upon your reactions to various elements, vexed upon reactions to realities that you have had a responsibility in the creation of, when you allow that to influence your stress level, that stress is felt within each and every atom of your entire physical being. It even goes farther, but it's difficult for you to grasp the concept of how far that goes. Suffice to say that it affects each and every atom, each and every molecule, each and every cell in your entire body. And as a result, those cells can contract illness, dis-ease. They are at dis-ease, and it results in complications throughout your entire system. Your lymph system begins to shut down. Your ability to metabolize the intact becomes altered. Your entire physical being becomes altered. And that affects, ironically, your mental capacity, your consciousness. And it makes you feel even worse. And so it becomes a never-ending cycle where your mental capacity, where your mind begins to influence the reality, begins to concentrate on the stress, on the various aspects of the reality that's causing your stress. That reality is simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's your creation. If you don't like the reality you're experiencing, change your beliefs. If you change your beliefs, you change your reality. And if you change your reality, you can change your stress levels. And when you eliminate stress from your life, you will eliminate the disease that's responsible for the illness that you experience. You see, each of you believes that if you go to some type of a practitioner, to a doctor or whatever, that they somehow have an ability to heal you. And you can be involved in that interaction. Absolutely. You can give away that power. You can allow another to influence, and you can work together, one believing that they are curing and you believing that the other can cure you. But ironically, you cure yourself. What do you believe? If you believe that that doctor can cure you, then the doctor can have an influence on your situation, absolutely. But if you believe that you can cure yourself, you can do that as well. And that becomes difficult for you to understand, because it simply means then that you must accept responsibility for the illness and the disease in the first place. That you must accept responsibility for the creations that have created that stress that's responsible for this disease that is bothering each and every molecule, each and every cell of your entire being. You're responsible. And until you accept the responsibility, it becomes very difficult to alter. How can you alter something that's being influenced by someone else? If you give that power to your doctor, then your doctor is in control as much as you are. Without the doctor, then you feel like you are lost. There's not right or wrong. It's not like you should or shouldn't. It's important to understand that this is not a right or wrong. You can choose to do whatever it is that you desire. And the stock of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong. It's simply a truth, if you wish, that the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you wish to alter your reality, alter your belief. And if you wish to believe that you're not in control, you can have that. And you will have all types of reality, all types of day-to-day activities that you're involved in that validate the belief you're not in control. However, if you can, through altering your consciousness and in a meditative state, calm yourself, begin to understand who and what you truly are, and to begin to accept the responsibility for the reality that you're experiencing, then you can change it. Then you can change it. Then you can alter your reality. Then you can heal yourself. It becomes a difficult concept to grasp that the disease that you experience primarily is a result of your choices and decisions, primarily a result of your beliefs and belief systems. And you have the capacity to change it. You have the capacity to change it. No one else. You can give that right away if you wish. You can grant someone else that power to cure you if you wish. But understand that you grant them the power. They don't own it. It's a gift from you to them. Not the other way around. You are in control of your reality. Absolutely and entirely. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If there is nothing else that you remember from our interaction on this evening, we would ask that you grasp that understanding. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you are experiencing stress in your life, then that stress will become encompassed, if you wish, within each and every cell of your entire being. And it will bring about a dis-ease. You will experience difficulties. Your choice to allow the stress to exist. Your choice to put in place the circumstances that are responsible for that stress, and your choice to alter those circumstances and to consequently alter your reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are the creator of your reality. You are the God you search for. There's not some entity existing outside of you who somehow has control over you. There are no guides and angels who are creating your reality. You can have that if you wish. You can give that power away. But you create it. You create the guides and the angels. You create that entity that's responsible for creating your reality. And you'll have all types of experiences to validate the belief system that you're not in control. You can have that. It's not right or wrong. It's just very difficult for you to accept the responsibility when you believe you're not in control. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You see, this is a no-fail experience that you're involved in. You're not put here because you have to go through some type of a involvement once again. You don't have to go through some type of an enlightenment or learning process. Absolutely not. Your spirituality cannot be separated from you. It's who and what you truly are. You can't lose your spirituality, so you don't have to search for it. Absolutely not. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. and yet you are one. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Once again, this is a no-fail experiment that you're involved in. You choose to be put here, and you can choose to leave this reality. Your choice. Your choice. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. Absolutely guaranteed. You create your reality. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. The only limitation to your creation process in this vibrational level is your imagination. What do you believe? Now, we would break for a moment or two, and perhaps if you have questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them. And in the meantime, we would like to express to the rest of you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so, until the next time, we bid each of you farewell with love and with peace. Mm-hmm.